We go back for one shiur to Hilchos Bein HaMetzorim. We go to Siman Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Vov. B'chol Tanis Eilu B'Shabbos, if any of the Tanesim that were instituted to commemorate the Churban fall on Shabbos, Doichner Eilach HaShabbos, we push off the fast till after Shabbos. And V'chal Asar B'Tevis Be'er Shabbos, but if Asar B'Tevis falls on Friday, Mis'anim, Mishalmim, Mishlimim, we fast on Erev Shabbos. If one of these fasts fell during the Sheva Brachas of a Chosin, even though these days of the Sheva Brachas are like Yontif days for him, they still have to fast on those days. Even the regal Shloi have a regal the Yachid. It's his own private Yontif. The Tainus the Rabbim, which is a fast that applies to all of Klal Yisrael, takes over his private Yontif. If it's a Tainus that was Nitcha, that means the Tainus was supposed to be on Shabbos, it was pushed off to Sunday, there's a Machloikus, some Achrayim hold that even under those circumstances, the Chosin should fast the whole day, and some say that he could eat after Chatzos. Specifically, it says about a chosin loy al Yerushalayim al roish simchasi. A chosin on the day of his chuppah, after the chuppah, if it's still day, if it's a tainus tzibur, he has to finish the fast. If it's not a tainus tzibur, if it's a pushed off fast day, then he could eat after the chuppah. Sif ches. There's a difference in halacha between the other Tanaisim and Tisha B'Av. B'Shalosh Tanas Rishonis Oichlam B'Layla Shlafneim Ad She'al Amud HaShachar. You eat in those days from the you could eat the night before until Amud HaShachar. However, that's only on the Kaddish of Shlo Yoshin Shinas Kvar that you haven't slept. Avim Yoshin Shinas Kvar. But if you slept, also lechol. You can't eat or drink once you get up. Unless you made a stipulation before you went to sleep that you're going to eat or drink when you get up. Such an individual can eat when he gets up. And if you are an individual who that you always eat. After you wake up in the morning, you don't have to make a special tonight that you're going to drink. But on Tisha B'Av, we have to stop eating already right before the night of Tisha B'Av. On these other fast days, one can wash himself, shmir himself, wear shoes, atashim shamita, ubetashivav asbekurim. All these things are not permitted on Tisha B'Av. Umishu baal nefesh, but somebody who is who cares, vadim bari, and he's baruch Hashem healthy. Yachmer bekurim should be machmer, and all the things that we do on Tisha B'Av, on all the fast days, k'may b'Tisha B'Av. Rak benilas asanda. The only thing he shouldn't do is he should wear regular shoes la yachmer. Everyone is wearing regular shoes and he is not, it doesn't look right. If, as far as having relations, if that's the night that his wife went to the mikveh, he should have relations if that's the night that he went to the mikveh. Nobody's really machmer about stopping to eat the night before a fast day. And if Asar B'Tevis, as we began our shiur, falls on Friday, then L'Kovet Shabbos, one is allowed to take a bath or shower. Also, if somebody goes to the mikveh, you're allowed to go to the mikveh on one of these fast days. There is a question about swimming on these fast days, preferable to be avoided. Siftes oyesh kula b'shalosh tayas al rishonis. There's another kula. The ubris of menaikas hamitzdaros. If you have a woman that's pregnant or nursing and it's difficult for her to fast, Pteras Melisanos, there's some Paiskim that suggest that the time that we live in nowadays is a time where it's harder for people to fast. And because it's harder for people to fast, that's why nowadays all pregnant and nursing women don't have to fast on these fast days. Similarly, a person who's ill doesn't have to fast. Even somebody who may eat should not spend the day enjoying himself. But somebody's allowed to eat on one of these fast days, not Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, could start the fast right away, start eating right away in the morning. He doesn't have to wait until he doesn't feel well. He should eat what he needs to eat to be healthy. The same with children, even though they're not obligated to fast. If they're old enough and smart enough to understand what this day is about, it's appropriate to teach them that they should only eat bread and water, lasabul and mitzibur. The minhag, however, is that we allow them to eat regular. We don't limit them to bread and water, but we don't give them candies and things like that on a fast day. But even there, says the Debre Sin Rav, if the child took candies and nash by himself, we don't have to take it away from them. Sif Yud, lichatz pi b'mayim b'shachros asur. One should not wash his mouth out in the morning. However, the Paiskim say that if you want to use mouthwash and you're careful, or brush your teeth, and you're careful to use the mouthwash or brush your teeth in a way that you will not be swallowing any of the water and it's bothering you that you didn't brush your teeth or use mouthwash, there's room for leniency. If one could expel the saliva, it would be better. Again, we're really not makbar on that besides on Yom Kippur. If it's difficult to do so, he doesn't intend to enjoy that saliva. If you want to taste food that you're cooking, even if you're going to immediately expel it, should not be done in Tanit Tzibur. But if he's accepting upon himself a Tainus that's not a Tanit Tzibur, you could taste and expel the food you're tasting. And so, similarly, washing the mouth is certainly mutter betanis yochid. If somebody needs to take a medicine, best to be if he takes it without water, or if he needs to take it with water, he should maybe even put in something into the water that will make it foul tasting. The mitzvah on every Jew shall call tzar shloi tavo, that any tzar that comes, any problems that come to Klal Yisrael, Yisanu, they should fast for Yispalalu, and they should daven al tzarosn lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. Shemai to daven in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam says, V'davaz ha-medarkei ha-tshuva hu, this is the way we do tshuva. Shebizman shedav ha-tzara, if somebody is suffering, Yitzaku lov yiru, they daven and they blow the shofar, Yeda klol, shebambal ma'isa hamroim hurlehem, that whatever happened to them happened because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And by acting this way, they could help remove whatever problem they're suffering from. If they won't cry out, it's just the way it works. The tzara is nikrasi, and they believe that the tzara is not, it's just coincidental. He's acting cruelly against himself, and that causes the gremslam stabik with maaseh meroyim, and they will continue not acting appropriately. But if it's not a good time to fast, if somebody is in being pursued, they're not allowed to fast because we don't want them to become weak. They should accept upon themselves to fast a certain amount of fast days when they will be saved. v'nechshavlem, and it will be considered kilu sanat, as if they fasted now. K'rimetzinu gav Daniel, as we find by Daniel the Ksiv, v'yomilei al tira Daniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Daniel, don't be fearful, kimin hayoyim asher nesata lipcha, eslipcha, from when you took upon yourself, lahavin, to think, ulasanas, to fast, l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, recognizing what's happening, immediately nishma d'varecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard your tefillahs.